Now you can subscribe to Bob Enyart's monthly Bible study DVDs. These verse-by-verse Bible study videos are great for family Bible study or even starting your own neighborhood Bible study. Each month, you get 4 or 5 Bible study sessions on 2 DVDs. You can subscribe by calling 1-800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com. That's kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A little later in the program, we might have an in-studio guest. Right now, as the primary gives way to the general election, here is an observation that I'm afraid you might only hear on Personhood Radio, strongly biblically based Christian radio, but not. I predict you will not hear this on any of those liberal shows like Sean Hannity or Hugh Hewitt or Michael Medved or Dennis Prager or Rush Limbaugh. So here's my prediction, all right? When you move from the primary to the general election, what happens generally? You go from the primary to the general election. Normally, the general election then begins to pull candidates to the center. Is that true or false? You get out of the primary and you go into the general election. There are people who are very liberal or left wing, people who are very conservative or right wing, and then you have independents and moderates, people in the middle. So in the primary season, you shore up your base and you move then to the general election, and the candidates tend to move to the center. That's because the influence that each has on the other. Well, what's happened here, this is the first significant sign of the dynamic of moving to the general election. Mitt Romney has pulled Barack Obama to the left. Romney has pulled Barack Obama to the left regarding homosexual marriage. Barack Obama, wanting to retain his political power, and originally wanting to be a U.S. senator and to be the president of the United States, Barack Obama, of course, supported homosexual marriage. Of course. For many years, he'd think that would be fine, but it would hurt his political chances, his ambition, his lust for power to lord it over others. So that's why he would never support homosexual marriage. Now that the dynamics of the general election are underway, Mitt Romney has already instituted homosexual marriage. He's instituted homosexual marriage in the state of Massachusetts as their chief executive, as governor. So Barack Obama, not wanting to lose, because a lot of homosexuals have supported Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney has been a friend of the Log Cabin Republicans. He's promised homosexuals, this is on public record, that he would do more for them than any other candidate if he makes it to the White House. Ann Coulter, if you recall, now is on the board of a leading homosexual activist organization. So Mitt Romney, having instituted homosexual marriage, with Barack Obama being on record saying he's against homosexual marriage, could produce a problem for Obama in November. So Obama came out to the left now, further to the left than he has been in the last decade, and he said now he supports homosexual marriage. He said that today. And it's all over the internet, and it's all over the news. When you hear Christians telling you that Romney did not institute homosexual marriage, then you should mark that person in your mind and think either this person has a very low standard or low regard for the truth, or they have little integrity, or this is the kind of person who wants to be lied to. Because typically, that's the kind of person who would tell you that Mitt Romney did not institute homosexual marriage. Now, just so you could be aware of the particulars, there was a Massachusetts State Supreme Court ruling. And in this ruling, the Goodrich decision, in this ruling, the Supreme Court was restrained by the Massachusetts state constitution. Now, you know how Republicans are against activist judges? Republicans say, we're against activist judges. We want to see judicial restraint. Well, Mitt Romney creates activist judges on steroids. The Massachusetts state Supreme Court justices, would you think they're conservative or liberal? Of course they're liberal, right? Of course. But they attempted to restrain themselves because they were trying to follow the state constitution. The constitution in Massachusetts explicitly says that the judiciary does not have the authority to change the law regarding marriage. Explicitly. It says only the legislature and the executive branch, the governor, can change the law regarding marriage. That's explicit. The state constitution in Massachusetts also says that the branches, the three branches of government, cannot usurp the authority of the other branches. So here you are, a liberal, pro-child killing sodomite, pro-sodomite, on the Massachusetts Supreme Court. And this is before the other states started following on, promoting homosexual marriage, instituting it. In all different ways, whether it's through the legislative process or whether it's through judicial decree. Massachusetts was, they were the first, weren't they, 5 years ago? And the Supreme Court ruled this. They ruled, they said, we believe homosexual marriage should be legal, and so we're giving the state legislature 180 days to do something about it. That's how they ruled. So they were not implementing homosexual marriage because the Constitution said they had no authority to do so. So they said, they actually said, we suggest, we request in very strong terms that the state legislature do something about homosexual marriage in the next 180 days. Well, the legislature are cowards. They should have rebuked the Supreme Court and said, forget it. But they're cowards, so what they did was nothing. They did nothing. So you have the state Supreme Court restraining itself, saying, here's what we want, but we don't have the authority. The state legislature doing nothing out of cowardice. So, dun-da-da-da, Mitt Romney steps up to the plate, and a day before the 180 days expires, he ordered county clerks to issue homosexual marriage licenses. He ordered them. So here are judges who are trying not to be activist judges. Against every fiber in their being, they're trying to restrain themselves and not just decree homosexual marriage. They're showing restraint. Romney pretends that they were activist judges, and without the authority of the legislature, he single-handedly implemented homosexual marriage. That's the true story. And every Christian that you hear say that Romney was forced, they either have no interest in knowing the truth or they're lying to you. And I'd say most have no interest. And if you say, if he really did it on his own, would you want to know? Would you care? Would that change your opinion? Well, the answer is no to all of the above. They don't want to know. It wouldn't change their opinion, speaking generally for most people. All right. So in Colorado, the deadline is fast approaching for turning in tens of thousands of signatures to get personhood on the ballot. And in studio, we have the initiative coordinator, Susan Sutherland. Susan, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. Thanks so much for having me here.
Well, you're welcome. And my wife asked me to give you a gift, a present.
Oh, good.
She has here 98 signatures notarized.
Oh, my gosh.
So there you are. Can
Thank
I hand
you.
Them off?
Thank you so much. That is, yeah, that's the best present I can imagine.
Right?
Is there anyone else out there that has a present like that for me? I would love to talk to you.
Well, yeah. I wish it was more. We do have more at home. I have some. Cheryl has
Great.
Some. Each petition carries how many signatures?
56 signatures per petition.
56.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody thinks they can only get 10 or 20, they should still do it.
Absolutely. Yes. Every signature counts. So even if you're out there, you know, we have a lot of elderly people. They're fabulous. We've talked to several on the phone. I mean, these are people sometimes that are in care facilities even, and they'll take a petition and they'll circulate it in the care facility. Maybe they'll get 5, 6, 8 signatures. That's great. So
well,
we're thrilled.
You know what? I'm going, after the show, one of our longtime listeners, I think I could say his name on the air, Oral Duckett, is terribly ill. He's on hospice care.
Oh.
So I'm going to see him and his wife, Pat, and their son, Destry. But you know what? I'm going to bring a petition.
Oh,
I'm
great.
I'm going to bring it and offer it. Maybe Pat could sign it, maybe her son.
Yep.
And maybe Pat will want to take it to a few friends.
Sure, they'd probably be thrilled to sign it. And,
well, that very. In fact, I remember when Oral and Pat worked the cameras when Bob and Your Live was a TV show.
That's right. That was a while ago.
That was
I remember. I remember those names, definitely.
Yeah.
So speaking, you know, all this talk about Mitt Romney, I didn't think I'd ever say it, but I'll say it. I'm thankful for Mitt Romney today.
Yeah?
I'm thankful for Mitt Romney. Oh, yeah. Okay, everybody back off.
All right.
Back off.
Yeah, yeah.
Take the crowds away. Don't hit me. Mitt was in the state today. He was in Fort
Some
Lupton.
Oil field.
Yes, he was out in an oil field.
Put down those tomatoes. People are picking up tomatoes to throw them at the studio window.
Yeah, that's right. County Road 19, to be exact, out in Fort Lupton. Oh. And Jesse Smaldone and I were out there this morning. We got out there early and met the crowds. You know, I never did get to see Mitt. I'm kind of heartbroken about that. But what we were thrilled about is we did get to see the crowds and we did get signatures. And
oh,
it was
wow.
a good event.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it was
good.
Great. So,
well, there are events for collecting signatures, seems like every day and all over the state of Colorado.
Yes.
So can we talk through an overview of the goal? What is the goal? Why are we doing this? And then how many signatures do we need? And where are we at and how can people help?
Okay. Well, our goal is 120,000 signatures by July 9th. Right. July 9th is our turn-in date. Now, here's the thing. July 9th is a Monday. So we picked that date because we need to do a little bit of processing with these signatures when they come in. But that's kind of the final weekend for the 4th of July festivities. So if you mail your petition even on July 9th, that's fine, or bring it to the office in Arvada. So, you know, we want people to use that final weekend.
Yes.
So,
okay. Because not everybody could drop these off at an office, say, downtown Denver or in Arvada, Personhood, Colorado, Colorado Right to Life, just three doors north of the Capitol on Grant Street.
Right.
But we still have time.
We do.
Could I ask this? Maybe you don't want to answer this, and if not, that's fine. About how many petitions are circulating? How many have been – how many are out there?
Okay, let's see. At last count, I would say, you know, there might be as many as maybe 14,000, I'll say. That's my best guess.
14,000. Now, we have a stash here.
Mm-hmm.
We have about maybe 40 left.
Okay.
We've gone through a couple stashes.
Okay.
Where people come by because they know either at Denver Bible Church or Bob Benyart Live, they know that we're involved in the petition drive. And they'll say, do you have a petition? And sometimes they'll want one or two even.
Right.
And they might bring them to church and have a couple friends who could get signatures.
Right. That's what we're encouraging people to do. It's great to have a petition and go out and collect signatures, but try to give somebody else a petition. Mm. Or if you don't have an additional petition with you, just tell them how to get in touch with us. We'll put them in touch with somebody in their general area.
Personhoodco.com.
Personhoodco.com is the website.
Is the great website. Of course, Colorado Right to Life is always available.
Yes.
By phone, the office, by the website. But personhoodco.com, that's a really easy way to remember. And that's a very direct way people could go there, send a message, call, and get a petition mailed to them.
Yes.
Or they could come pick one up.
Yep, yep. We'll get a petition to you. If you want a petition, if you're willing to gather any amount of signatures, we need the help. You know, we're not over. This is not over yet. So if people still want to jump on board, help out. I just spoke to some folks today who are helping us in mostly Larimer County. I had a very encouraging report from them. It was a kind of a crazy story, but lady that I talked to, I got a message from the personhood office today to call this lady. So I did. And after 15 minutes into the conversation with her, I realized I had met her at an event that I went to. It was a personhood, a luncheon that they, anyway, long story, but
yeah,
invited me to this luncheon up north in Fort Collins. I actually met this lady there. Her name is Sherry. She was not involved at all at the time. She came to this luncheon so she could get more information. She left that day with petitions, and now she has been on fire, crazy, going into churches in Wellington, just on her own, stepping out, going and collecting signatures, you know, making it her
wow,
her mission to get into these churches. And so it was a fabulous story. This is a person who, and she, don't you tell me that you're too busy to do this. This lady has seven children.
Seven children. Wow.
And she is a busy lady. And then our other, a team leader.
I don't know anybody who has seven kids.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to think hard. Let's see. Maybe Bob and Cheryl have seven children.
Yeah. Although most of them are grown.
Yeah. And these are all still at home. But another lady, her name's Carrie Beckdahl. She is in Fort Collins. She's a team leader. She has eight children, and she is working hard as well. Spoke with her today. We're getting into the churches. We have a couple big churches up there that we've got churches scheduled for the next few weekends, but we want to have several churches scheduled.
Every weekend.
Every weekend. We will take as many churches on any given Sunday because we have plenty of people to staff them.
We do. And what we do at Denver Bible Church this season, this signature season every 2 years, is we tell our church members, you are welcome, you're invited, you're urged to go to other churches throughout this season, because when there's a church that says, we're willing to have somebody get signatures, you need
right,
people to do it.
Exactly. I was wondering today, I thought, boy, I better check with Bob and see if I'm still a member in good standing
yeah,
because I haven't been to church. I haven't been
in
to
months.
Denver Bible Church
no,
in months.
It's been a long time. Glad to see you're still doing well, Susan.
Yes,
so,
I'm still doing well.
But praise God. You know, it's a special dispensation. Not
That's
really. It's always a special dispensation to serve the Lord, whether it's on Sunday morning, Sunday night, or whenever.
Yeah.
So what an honor to be invited into another church.
Absolutely. We
stand up for the Lord, to stand up for the innocent child. Somebody asked Will Duffy, you know Will Duffy.
Mm-hmm, I do.
This week, give me one verse in the Bible that talks about abortion is wrong. And he said, easy, it's in Luke, love your neighbor as yourself.
That's a good one. Gee, I've never heard that.
Yeah, and the person he's talking to said, well, what does that have to do with abortion? What does it possibly... And Will Duffy said, well, answer this, who is your neighbor? And this is all directly from the Lord, obviously.
Right.
And the Bible says, open your mouth in defense of those being drawn toward death.
Right.
Don't stand back. And the love that God has for children, and in the Bible, he even describes a criminal who kills an unborn child as collateral damage,
as
a capital crime. God describes in Exodus 21, and this is all listed at AmericanRightToLife.org/Bible, so many Bible verses teaching that if you stand back and allow innocent children to be killed, God is grieved.
Right, definitely, and we need to keep standing up. You know, I talk to people all the time in every signature gathering event we go to. People are always... You know, they look at us, they say, oh, not this again. You're doing this again. You know, why, how can this be? Why are you doing this again? And it's, well, every single day, innocent children are being slaughtered. There's this entire segment of our society that's missing. And we have to stand up. We have to be the voice. They don't have a voice, and we have to stand up for what's right, do the right thing. And that's, I had that conversation with a lady today. She was looking at the language. She was on the fence. She didn't really want to sign. We talked literally for maybe not even a minute, and she said, okay, give me that thing. I'll sign it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just think it through a little bit.
Well, when you think about the Pepsi Center downtown Denver, and every year in Colorado, enough children are killed to fill the Pepsi Center.
Oh, and it's grievous.
And, you know, Dare to Share has events down there, a wonderful youth Christian ministry by Greg Steyer here in Arvada. Greg has an awesome pro-life testimony of himself and his own family. So imagine that whole stadium filled with kids, and then all those kids have been killed.
Right.
They've all been silenced. And that's the reality of child killing in our state. So, okay, a lot of people have petitions, and a few things hopefully are happening. Hopefully they've geared up to where they're asking people to sign the petition.
Yes, and I sure hope so.
We need that, because this doesn't get done if we don't do it.
Right. Right. Don't, you know, if you have a petition, don't think, well, there's a lot of petitions out there, somebody will get this done. Take your petition with you everywhere you go, and really make it your mission. And I've said this before, if you haven't taken your petition to your own church yet, my goodness, get that done. Get into your church, get some signatures. Mm. Beyond that, look for one other church. Everybody has at least one friend who attends a different church than they do.
Yeah.
Ask your friend, get into that church.
Can you help me? Can I come by?
Right. It's very simple.
Can you bring a petition to your church? And, of course, to your friends or neighbors or coworkers or people you know who are willing. And then also, it doesn't take too much courage to go to the library or the post office.
Right.
Susan, I heard from one couple, they went to Blackhawk in Central City, stood outside of a casino.
Oh, my goodness.
And said they got more signatures than at a typical church.
Oh, that's...
Is that hysterical?
That is, wow.
I mean, who...
Quite
would,
the event there.
I would never...
Yeah, now that and that takes some guts. I mean, if you're standing out in front of a casino, now, like you said, it doesn't take a lot of guts. I mean, let's face it, you take your petition, you go stand, you ask people. The first thing you say is you don't ask them to sign. You say, sign a pro-life petition. That's what you say. Sign a pro-life petition. And then you kind of give them a couple other phrases. But, you know, people are either going to sign it or they're not. It's highly unlikely that anyone's going to choke you or throw anything at you or, you know, it's just not that scary.
Yeah, and so. The Lord loves courage. Jesus loves courage. Throughout the Bible, people who have courage to stand up for the innocent, God just loves that. That's his heart. And in the process, people say, oh, I wish I could have an open door to talk to somebody about open doors. We get
They're
hit
everywhere.
With so many open doors.
I know.
We can't take another open
That's
door.
That's true.
It turns out that when you're actually doing something, God could bless what you do.
Right.
And if you're just wanting God to bless you and you're not doing anything, how does he bless what you do unless you do it?
Right. You've got to get out there and do it. And you know what? Go out there and, you know, pray before you go out. Think about what you're doing. Ask the Lord to give you the wisdom and courage and the right words, because sometimes I don't have all the right words. But, you know, you get out there and guess what? Get out there and hold that petition up, hold that clipboard up with the sign on the back of it, and have a smile on your face. Be approachable and just, you know, say it. Sign a pro-life petition today. Protect babies in the womb. And have a smile on your face and be friendly, and you'd be surprised how many people will be glad to sign. Of course, there are going to be people that are going to walk by or say no. That's fine. Let them walk by.
Yeah,
get on to the next one.
Right,
Do not be distracted. Just, you know, go right on to the next signature, because that's what you're out there for.
Yeah, exactly. So how about this? If somebody has at home a petition right now that has 20, 30, 40 names on it, and they want to do more, couldn't they call and say, could you guys mail me a new one? And as soon as I get the new one, I'll get this notarized and send it in.
Yeah, that's the best case scenario right now. We want petitions returned to us as kind of in, even if they're just in the process, like you said, 20 signatures, 30. call us. We'll send you another one.
When you get it, then send the one you've been working on.
That's right. Yes, send it in, because we do need to start getting a solid idea of where we're at. We need to start doing some processing, but you're not done yet, folks. Mm. You know, do definitely request another petition. I mean, a petition only has 56 signatures on it, so
right.
It's not that hard to fill up.
We all are susceptible to sort of weak psychological tricks. So we might say, I'm trying to fill this up, and if it has 30 signatures and I turn it in, I'll get discouraged because then I start at one. Well, don't allow kind of weak thinking to affect what needs to happen for victory, because when you allow your nation to kill unborn children, then what you're doing is destroying the family, harming the church, destroying the nation. Mm. And really, when we stop the left from killing unborn children, that is the most significant victory that we will have. And it's far more significant than term limits or a 2-year reduction in tax rates or anything else. Personhood is the dagger in the heart of liberalism. This whole rebellion against God, people want revival. Well, when Christians stand up and say, we're going to honor God and you cannot kill innocent children, then when we prevail, we've given God a huge opportunity to bring about revival and to bless us.
Absolutely. That's the foremost problem in society today, is just this unbridled slaughter of the innocent human person in the womb.
And when countries are slaughtering the innocent, like Germany killing Jews, for example. So Germany's killing Jews, and let's say you have a lot of conservatives who are fighting for better tax policy. They're fighting for better foreign policy. And they're fighting for better health care.
Right.
It's broken. It's distorted. We need to have our priorities straight. And do not kill the innocent is right at the top of God's concern. If you love your neighbor, you'll defend him.
Right.
So, Susan, what's the phone number? Is this valid here at Personhood Colorado's website? Is this a good one for people to get a petition?
Yes, it is. 456-2800.
That's right.
303-456-2800.
All right. Now, if you don't have a petition, please call 303-456-2800 and say, please send me a petition, or you could pick one up. Either way.
Right. Absolutely.
If you do have a petition, if you have 20 or more signatures, please call the number and say, mail me another one, and then I'll mail in the one I've got or drop it off.
That's a fabulous idea. We need that done. Yes.
303-456-2800. And go to Colorado Right to Life. And if you call, you might talk to Donna, our dear friend, Donna Ballantyne, and the whole crew, Guabe and Keith Mason. Susan Sutherland, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
For your service to the Lord and the innocent. Hey, our website is kgov.com, and check out our store. It's fun.
Marriage is the very foundation of human society, but it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.